Speaking on behalf of Tavachi developer Terry Deal, attorney Bruce Baird assured the council if they approved the zoning application, his client would comply with any additional conditions the county might impose.
If the county engineer says you have to do something, we'll do it. If the county fire department says you have to do something or you can't do something, we'll do what we have to do, and we won't do what we can't do.
But promises weren't enough for four of the seven members of the council who voted against the rezone. District 2 Councilman Michael Jensen argued the process for approving rezones is flawed.
If they can't meet the conditions, then the development might not ever get done, or the conditions might be so steep that economically they can't go through with it, but they've still got the zone change. If we could hold them to exactly what they said they were going to build, we probably would unanimously say we're going to build, okay, but we can't.
Terry Deal originally planned to build a cluster of homes on his 47-acre parcel, but later sought rights from Cottonwood Heights to build a mix of residential and commercial units as tall as 8 stories high. When Cottonwood Heights gave Deal a thumbs down, he approached the county. Cottonwood Heights Mayor Kelvin Cullimore said while Deal was entitled as a property owner to approach the county, the project will still have a direct impact on his city.
We view a building of 8 stories sitting up on that plateau as kind of a middle finger pointing back at the city that denied the application. And so we really would rather not see those tall of structures.
Attorney Bruce Baird told KUER his client will need time to decide how to move forward with the development. Whitney Evans, KUER News.